MTV Cast.
Hey, Eddie O'Day calling in Eastern Divide Trail, still in Port of Basque, though I am currently in queue for getting on the ferry to get off this island finally. So today is Monday. It's like 6:30 local time. Those not aware, I am an hour and a half ahead of Eastern time. And I will soon just be an hour ahead of Eastern time in the morning. Anyways, in queue to get on the ferry. It's unloading right now, so maybe another 45 minutes or so before they start pointing us to get on. Don't leave here until 11:45 local time, so it'll be a while. I've just been hanging out. Had an Airbnb, nice house to chill out on, actually right on the water. It was really nice, pretty. Not a whole lot to do in this town, not a lot of restaurants. So I've mostly just been chilling, which is good. I needed that, healing up and a bit of recovery. Somewhere along the line, starting yesterday, my stomach went all wonky on me, and that was no good. Who knows? I don't know if it was one of the restaurants or water that I filtered over the days. Who knows? But carry Imodium when you do these things. So that's been going on. But otherwise, I mean, tons of sleep, taking naps, just chilling. Today I had a checkout by 11 this morning, and then I've just been kind of chilling all over town here. Hung out at Tim Hortons for a couple hours, checked out the Railroad Museum. Not a big highlight, but they did let me use a laptop so I can load up a new segment 2 map that I just got as I was pulling in here on Friday. Maybe it was on Saturday. So I've got some updated maps to use, which is cool. Somehow they added 50 miles and 10,000 feet of climbing. I don't know. Hopefully that's not exactly accurate, but whatever. This next section, I will be scouting. So Nova Scotia, New Brunswick has been made from, you know, Google Maps, satellite imagery, heat maps from various applications, ride with GPS, and some local knowledge through a guy I've met through the internet that lives in Fredericton, New Brunswick. So he's filled in some gaps there, gave some context to some things. So that's been really helpful. But nobody's ridden it, so nobody knows exactly, you know, are all the roads clear? Is everything clear? So stay tuned for some drama there. I'm sure something unexpected and undesirable will happen. That's the way it goes out here. But otherwise, I do expect it to be quite beautiful. Don't really know much about Nova Scotia at all, but looking forward to it. New Brunswick, I've seen more pictures and whatnot. Spent some time working on that part of the road myself, so a little bit more knowledge, but no real context. So it'll be exciting. Really looking forward to it. And then a good chunk of Maine, there's a couple hundred miles of Maine that have not been verified, scouted yet either. So it will go on probably about 1,000-ish miles of the scouting part of it. And then after that, I should be pretty smooth sailing. Everything's been ridden from there south. So as far as that goes, navigation goes, it should be smooth sailing. So that's where I'm at. I'm waiting in line, and I will check in sometime tomorrow when I get into Nova Scotia. Thanks a lot. Take care.